Dictation for Helen, H-E-L-E-N, Glanz, G-L-A-N-Z, August 5, 31. Address as a letter to Bryanna, B-R-Y-A-N-N-A, Weber, W-E-B-E-R, P-A, 6680423. Dear Mrs. Weber, follow-up, Mrs. Glanz, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, last visit January, accompanied with daughter and son-in-law, hard of hearing, no hospital visit, some weight loss, two meals a day, fair appetite, no vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, no urinary symptoms, remains very physically active, no associated claudication, chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea, no oxygen CPAP machine. Apparently, a stress test was done because of atypical left-sided chest pain. This was done at Greenville. Dr. Sevensma, seven, C-E-V-E-N, Sevensma, S-M-A, Sevensma. Results are negative. Medication list review. I want to highlight Eliquis, Norvasc HCTC. Also takes inhalers. Next paragraph, way down to 199, blood pressure nurse 144/80, no respiratory distress, hard of hearing, normal speech, lungs are clear, no arrhythmia, no ascites tenderness, no gross edema. Next paragraph, chemistries review, creatinine 2.3, GFR 19. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 4, appears stable over the last few years, no progression, not symptomatic, no indication for dialysis. There is mild anemia that has not required EPO treatment, normal electrolyte acid base, no need to change diet for potassium or add bicarbonate. There is no need for phosphorus binders, normal nutrition, calcium. No need continuous same blood pressure medications. We discuss the symptoms to watch. There is some degree of decreased appetite and weight loss, but there is no uremic symptoms. Chemistry is to be done on a regular basis. We discussed that dialysis is being done for a person who has symptoms and GFR less than 15. Age will not be a contraindication if that's what she really wants. Continue educating patient and family. Come back in 6 months.